Today, I want to go into what separates soothing juggernaut and can have today ingredients from the leading brands such as Tiger Balm. In doing so, I want to highlight the phenomenal oil cypress. And not only is it a natural contractor, but then also it helps disperse pain on the enzyme level. And I get into that with all the science and everything that. Another thing I want to highlight is frankincense and its awesome permeation abilities to get the oils and nutrients in into the needed areas. Can have today is really an effective cutting edge skincare brand that nourishes and helps keep your skin rejuvenated and refreshed. Hopefully you enjoy this podcast and look forward to the next one.
Bye. All right, so let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Today we're tackling pain relief. I mean, something that I know all of you are probably way too familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
And we're talking about two of the biggest names out there, Soothing Juggernaut and Tiger Balm. So these are for you guys. You're working hard. You're pushing your bodies to the limit. You need something that's really going to work.
Yeah, and you know, it's got to work. But without, like, totally messing up your skin, that's a big part of this whole thing, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys send us a ton of info on these products. We're talking research articles, product descriptions, even some, like, deep dives into the ingredients themselves.
Yeah, we got a lot to unpack.
So we're going
to
break it all down, all that science behind each product, what are the pros and cons, and we're really going to zone in on how they affect your skin.
Yeah, by the end of this, you'll know exactly what you need to pick the right pain relief for you.
So both Soothing Juggernaut and Tiger Balm mention Arnica. What's the deal with that? What is this plant and why is it in like every pain relief product out there?
Well, Arnica's been around for a long time. For pain and inflammation, I mean, centuries.
Really?
Yeah, think about it. People have been dealing with aches and pains forever, right? And Arnica's been there to help.
So it's not just like some new trendy ingredient.
Right.
It's like, it's got a real track record.
It's the real deal. And what makes it so effective is that it actually works at like a molecular level. Arnica has these compounds that target your body's inflammation pathways. And they do that by inhibiting something called NFKB.
Okay. NFKBB. You lost me.
All right. Fair enough.
Break that down for me. What is that and like, why should I care?
Okay, so think of NFKB like a signal flare. Your body sends it out when there's inflammation. And when that signal goes off, it triggers all these responses like the pain, the swelling, the redness. Arnica basically acts like a firefighter, you know, dampening that signal, calming everything down.
So less inflammation equals less pain.
Exactly.
Got it. But how does that actually translate to what I'm feeling when I put on, you know, some of that pain relief cream?
Okay, so let's say you tweak your back. Lifting something heavy on the job site, right? That area is going to be flooded with those NFKB signals. It's basically telling your body to send in the inflammation troops. Arnica helps to reduce those signals so your body doesn't overreact and you end up with less pain and swelling.
That makes sense.
It does.
So let's talk about Soothing Juggernaut.
Okay.
So it's got this secret weapon cypress.
Yeah.
Not as well known as camphor or menthol, but it's got a long history in traditional medicine.
Oh, a very long history.
Really?
And the science is starting to catch up.
Okay.
One study showed that cypress acts as a natural blood contractor.
Mm.
Just imagine that it interacts with your central nervous system to constrict blood vessels.
So it's working to reduce that swelling and inflammation, which, let's be honest, is often the root cause of pain.
Exactly. It's not just masking the pain. It's addressing it at the source.
I like that.
And there's more.
Okay.
Another study looked at how cypress provides pain relief on a molecular level by affecting enzyme reactions involved in inflammation.
Oh, hold on. Break that down for me. Enzymes reactions.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
So think about it. Like, this inflammation is like a fire in your body.
Okay.
And certain enzymes are like the fuel that keeps it burning.
Okay.
Cypress, according to this research, can actually help put out the fire by inhibiting a specific enzyme called lipoxygenase or LOX.
So it's like cypress is cutting off the fuel supply to the inflammation.
That's a great way to put it.
And stopping the pain right at the source.
Exactly.
I like that.
And this connects to another study we looked at where fennel, or Fenciculum vulgare, also showed a potent inhibitory effect on LOX.
So when we think about these products, They both kind of tackle pain at the source, right? They're both topical.
Right, at the source, using a topical approach, but the way they get there,
yeah,
the ingredients they use, it's really a whole different story.
And, you know, you walk into any drugstore and you see that little red tin of Tiger Balm.
Oh, yeah.
The camphor and menthol.
The classic.
It's been around forever.
It really has, and it relies on that familiar feeling of cooling and warming to kind of distract from the pain.
Right.
But there's actually a lot more to the story.
Right.
When we look at a study comparing Tiger Balm to Icy Hot,
nope,
another topical pain reliever, we see some interesting differences.
And this is where it gets interesting, because Icy Hot, which has methyl salicylate, was actually shown to reduce heart attack damage in a study on rodents.
Yeah.
Tiger Balm didn't have the same effect.
Now, this doesn't mean you should reach for the Icy Hot during a heart attack.
No, definitely not.
You want to seek immediate medical attention.
Please.
But it does highlight that even topical ingredients can have varying effects throughout the body.
So Tiger Balm has its limitations.
Absolutely. And that's where permeation enhancers come in.
Okay.
These are special ingredients that help other ingredients penetrate the skin more effectively.
So they're like the key that unlocks the door for the pain-relieving ingredients to get in and work their magic.
I love that analogy.
Right.
Soothing Juggernaut uses a permeation enhancer called FEO.
Okay.
There's a fascinating study that demonstrates how this FEO works.
Okay.
Researchers tested it with arnica tincture,
mm-hmm,
and they found that almost all of the applied dose of sesquiterpene lactones, or STLs, which are the active compounds in arnica, were absorbed through the skin.
Wow, so almost 100% absorption.
Almost 100%.
That's impressive.
It is, however, the study also found that while different skin types like pig skin and human skin absorbed STLs at similar rates, there were variations in how they permeated through the layers of the skin.
So what works for one person might not work the same for another.
Exactly. Everyone's skin is a little different.
Right.
And that's why this deep dive is so important. We're giving you the information you need to make an informed decision about what's best for you, whether you're leaning towards that familiar Tiger Balm or the Cypress-based approach of Soothing Juggernaut.
Yeah.
And, you know, you actually sent over some interesting research about the potential long-term effects on the skin barrier.
Yeah, I was reading about that too. It seems like camphor and menthol can actually disrupt the skin's natural barrier, which is kind of important for keeping moisture in and irritants out, right?
Oh, absolutely. And when that barrier is compromised, your skin becomes way more susceptible to dryness, irritation, even infections. Not ideal, especially when you're working in tough conditions all the time.
Yeah, not ideal at all. So Tiger Balm, effective, but maybe not the best for your skin. Especially for guys like us, you know, we're working with our hands all day. Makes you think twice about putting it on after every job.
For sure, for sure. It's all about finding that right balance between how well it works and how your skin's going to react to it, especially over time.
Right. And so speaking of those ingredients, let's break them down a little bit more.
Okay.
So Tiger Balm, you got those classics, camphor and menthol.
Right.
Camphor has that cooling, slightly numbing effect, while menthol provides that warming sensation.
Yeah.
They kind of work together to distract you from the pain.
That's the traditional understanding, but research suggests there's more to it.
Okay.
Camphor, for example, has been shown to activate TRPV3 channels, which are involved in our sensation of temperature.
Okay.
So it's not just a placebo effect. There's a physiological response happening.
And menthol works in a similar way, activating TRPM8 channels, which are associated with the feeling of coolness.
That's right.
So it's not just about masking the pain.
Yeah.
There's real science behind how these ingredients interact with our bodies.
Exactly. But it's important to be aware that these ingredients can have potential side effects.
Sure.
Some people might experience skin irritation or allergic reactions.
That's a good reminder to always do a patch test before trying any new topical product, especially if you have sensitive skin.
Absolutely.
So now let's shift gears a little bit and focus on Cypress, the powerhouse ingredient in Soothing Juggernaut.
All right.
We talked about its blood vessel constricting ability, but it's been traditionally used for a wide range of ailments.
Oh, yeah.
From respiratory issues to skin conditions.
It's very versatile.
And while more research is needed to fully understand all of its potential benefits, there's definitely growing scientific interest in Cypress.
Definitely.
One study we found looked at isocupressic acid.
Okay.
A compound found in Cupressus macrocarpa,
mm-hmm,
which is a type of cypress tree.
Right.
And they found it had anti-inflammatory effects.
Yeah. Which further supports the idea that cypress could be a valuable tool in managing pain and inflammation.
It's incredible to see how these traditional remedies are being backed up by modern science.
It really is.
Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to touch on something really important, and that is pain management. It's not one size fits all.
Oh, absolutely not. What works for one person might not work for another.
Right.
Individual sensitivity, underlying health conditions, the type of pain you're experiencing, all of these factors come into play.
So while we're exploring the science behind Tiger Balm and Soothing Juggernaut, it's crucial to consult with your doctor or a qualified healthcare professional.
Yes.
For personalized guidance.
They can help you assess your specific needs,
yes.
consider potential risks and benefits, and develop a pain management plan that's tailored to you.
That's great advice. Now, as we move into part two, we'll delve a bit deeper into some specific studies and explore the broader context of these ingredients.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned.
Frankincense oil, for example, it's been used in wound healing for centuries. It's a staple in traditional medicine.
So it's not just some like new age thing.
Nope, not at all.
It's got like real history behind it.
Real deal. And there's even some recent research that suggests that frankincense oil can help reduce inflammation at a cellular level. So it might actually be working in a similar way to Arnica, but through different pathways.
So it's like having two firefighters tackling the blaze from different angles.
Exactly.
That's got to be more effective than just one, right?
It could be. And that's where this concept of synergistic effects comes in.
Synergistic effects. Remind me what that is again.
Sure. Synergy basically means that the combined effect of these oils could be greater than the sum of their individual parts. They might actually enhance each other's anti-inflammatory or healing properties.
So like teamwork for pain relief.
Precisely.
Instead of each ingredient working on its own, they're like collaborating to get the job done better.
That's a great way to think about it. And that's what makes Soothing Juggernaut so interesting. It's not just relying on one ingredient to do all the heavy lifting. It's using this combination of oils that could potentially be working together to address pain and inflammation from multiple angles.
And potentially be gentler on the skin. Than, you know, that intense heating and cooling action of Tiger Balm.
It's possible. But we do have to acknowledge that while there is promising research on the individual benefits of these oils, more research is needed to understand their synergistic effects and their long-term impact on the skin.
Right. We need to be smart about this.
Yeah.
And not just buy into every new product that comes out, even if it sounds amazing.
Couldn't agree more. Always a good idea to do your research. Weigh the pros and cons and listen to your body.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the individual ingredients and how they work. Now let's get down to it. If I'm a guy who's working hard, dealing with aches and pains every day, what are the main pros and cons of Tiger Balm versus Soothing Juggernaut?
Let's start with Tiger Balm. It's a classic for a reason. It's readily available, affordable, and it provides really fast acting relief. For those muscle and joint pains, you put it on, you feel that heat and coolness, and you know it's working. But there's that potential for skin irritation, especially with long-term use. The camphor and menthol can disrupt that skin barrier, leading to dryness, redness, even increased sensitivity.
So maybe not the best for everyday use,
mm-hmm.
especially if you have sensitive skin, or you work in those kind of harsh environments.
Right, exactly. Now, on the other hand, Soothing Juggernaut takes more of a holistic approach, combining those multiple natural extracts with potential anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, and skin-soothing properties.
So it's aiming to address the pain, but also potentially improve skin health at the same time.
That's pretty appealing. Especially for guys like us. You know, we're exposed to the elements all the time, prone to cuts and scrapes and all sorts of skin problems.
Absolutely. It's definitely a compelling option. However, we have to be honest and say, there's just less research available on Soothing Juggernaut.
Well, I think it really comes down to, what are your priorities when it comes to pain relief? You know, are you looking for something that's going to kick in fast, knock out that pain immediately? Or are you thinking more long term? About relief and skin health.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of us, it's got to be something we can just throw in the toolbox, the work bag, use on the go.
Oh, for sure. Convenience is key.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Tiger Balm definitely has that going for it. You can find it everywhere. It's pretty affordable. But if you're someone who tends to get skin irritation, or you're worried about those long-term effects of camphor and menthol, then maybe Soothing Juggernaut is a better fit, that blend of natural oils.
Yeah, especially if you're dealing with those aches and pains that never seem to go away.
Yeah.
It seems like Soothing Juggernaut might be a better way to go for those ongoing issues.
Definitely something to think about. I mean, especially for you guys. You're working with your hands, exposed to the elements. Your bodies go through a lot.
Yeah, for sure. It's not just about masking the pain. It's about taking care of yourself, your skin, in the long run. So if you need that quick relief and you're not too worried about your skin, Tiger Balm's a good option. But if you want something gentler and maybe with some extra benefits, Soothing Juggernaut might be worth a try.
Absolutely. And here's something to think about. We've been talking about these as separate options, but you could use both.
Ooh, interesting. Like a 1-2 punch for pain.
Exactly. Tiger Balm when you need that immediate relief, and then Soothing Juggernaut for maintenance and skin support.
I like it.
It's all about finding what works best for you.
Great advice. We've covered a lot of ground today. Hopefully you guys are feeling a little more informed about these two pain relief options.
Yeah, knowledge is power. Understanding how these products work is the first step to taking control of your pain and staying healthy out there.
Well said.
Yeah.
Until next time, everyone, stay safe, work smart.